52 is the magic number for recreational fishing for red snapper in Florida waters for 2014. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that's how many days the species can be sought.
Meeting on Wednesday, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission set the red snapper period from May 24th, the Saturday before Memorial Day, through July 14th. Amanda Nally at FWC says the dates are by design to include two of the three summer holidays.
That season was looked at particularly because it would include the Memorial Day holiday weekend, as well as weekends in July, which is a very popular month for red snapper fishing.
Fish and Wildlife looked at various season lengths over the past few months. The 52-day period, says Nally, is based on the durations of seasons in past years, along with other factors.
Things like wanting to make sure to give people, you know, the opportunity to go out and recreationally fish, and also recognizing the economic benefit. It brings visitors to the area and helps fill those hotels and anglers to the stores buying tackle and fuel. And it is one of the more popular seasons.
And Nally says once the season opens, there are set limits that define state waters and govern how many and what kind of red snapper can be caught.
State waters in the Gulf extend from shore out to 9 nautical miles. And with red snapper, we do have a 2 fish per person daily bag limit. That is the same regardless of whether you're going to be fishing in federal or state waters. There's also a minimum size limit of 16 inches.
My name is Captain Bubba Thorson. I own and operate the charter boat Shulamar, one of the oldest charter boats in the Pensacola area. We run what we call a walk-on fishing trip where people pay per head to go fishing on the vessel.
For Thorson and his fellow charter boat captains, the rules covering state waters are moot.
Here's where they cut our feet off and our head off and everything else. If you have a federal reef permit, which most charter boats have, you can't fish in state waters. So it don't matter what the state can open it for a year. And if they open it for a year, we have to do whatever the federal government. So they kind of cut your feet off because you own this federal permit.
The federal red snapper season goes from June 1st through June 11th in waters that begin at the state's 9 nautical mile mark and extend out by 200 nautical miles.
I've been in the charter business now for 30 years, okay? And before we start in spring break, we run straight through. We have a little lull between the spring break and summertime. We start then. We wouldn't stop running until October. That's when our snapper season used to open, April the 15th, and close in October.
Last year, the state season ran 44 days in June and July, while the federal period was most of June, plus a supplemental period in October. Thorson says the limits on red snapper only serve to impact other species.
Now there's a limit on the triggerfish, you know, 2 per person, and they close the triggerfish season when the snapper open up. So now since there's not going to be a snapper, I guess they'll close that season. So the only thing we'll really be able to catch is what we call white snappers, also known as porgies and mingos. It just puts more pressure on all the other fish species.
According to federal data used to estimate red snapper harvest, recreational anglers in the Gulf have taken more than their quota 6 of the past 7 years, exceeding the quota by as much as 88%.
When we look at season lengths, we a lot of times look at how that will affect the snapper population.
Once again, FWC's Amanda Nally.
We also look at what would be best not only for the fish, but also for the fishers that are going out there. For some species, we may look at things like when is their spawning season, how it will affect the species.
The only year the recreational quota was not busted was 2010, when the BP oil spill had most of the Gulf off limits to fishing through the heart of the snapper season. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.